and welcome to C3 Church, Bridgman Downs. We hope you enjoy this week's message.
The God of the brand new. The God of the brand new. And I'm reading from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19 to 20. Behold, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Behold, I do a new thing. I will make a way. Isn't that a good word for you this morning? That God will make a way for you. What, in the easy street when everything's going good? No, in the wilderness and in the desert. God will make a way for you. Oh, I love it. Today, as Sam said, is the last Sunday of the year. Can you believe you were talking about this a year ago? You were thinking about what 2018 would be like. You were thinking about what you would do. You were thinking of hobbies. You were thinking maybe of a new business or a new job or whatever. You were thinking about 2018. I want to ask you a question. Did it happen? Some of you will say, yes, it did. Many of you will say, we're still waiting. This is a word for us today. God wants to do a new thing for all of us. So welcome to God's new day. We've only got a couple of days, but we're going to say today because this is the last Sunday. And we're going to be welcoming in the new year. Of course, we know that many of us and a lot of people around Australia will make New Year resolutions. But I discovered years ago that we don't need a resolution, we need a revolution. Because the word resolution means to make a decision. You decide for something. But a revolution is a dramatic change and bringing about something new in practice or experience. And so we all know about this, making New Year's resolutions. Many people are going to go make New Year's resolutions about lots of things, about habits, about eating, about physical fitness. As a matter of fact, the whole physical fitness industry bases its whole funding on what will happen in the next month. And that will be that people will make a New Year resolution, they'll pay their fee. And even if they pay a month, it's non-refundable. But if 1,000 people do it, that's a lot of money. And if 2,000 people do it. Because you see, it takes more than a month to form a habit. And it's not enough just to make a resolution. It's not enough just to decide, I'm going to have a new day. We need to embrace a revolution within. A change within that causes the new year to actually come. But with every new year, as we turn the page in the calendar, as we turn it over and we look for the new day, it's a new season, it's a new opportunity. It gives everyone a brand new start. I love how the Lamentations prophet put it. He said, "This I recall to mind, therefore have I hope. It is because of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Because his compassions, they fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord." See, faith is in the faithfulness of God. Faith is not in my ability to crank myself up or inspire myself. Faith is actually in the faithfulness of God. And dear friends, every day when the sun rises, what do you see? People say, oh, here we go again, another day, another grind, another dollar. Or do you see the sun rise and realize it's the beginning of a new day? It's God's new day. It's God saying, I'm faithful. It's God saying, here I am again. It begins all over again, a new day. But we're celebrating a new year now in a couple of days. You may have gone through difficulties. You can experience God's new day. You may have been stuck in a rut for this year. But did you know you can experience a new day in God? You may have been going great. You might think, wow, I thought 18 was the best year ever. Well, you can even have a new day as well. God will do a new thing, a new thing. Did you realize that everything that God does is creative and progressive? We are bombarded with negativity. We are bombarded. And we have never ever lived, I don't believe, many older people would maybe disagree with me that are older than me that are dead, but they're not here so I can make this observation. I don't think we've ever had an age where it's so negative. And it's not that other ages or seasons were negative, it's that we have so much multimedia, we have so much social media, we're being bombarded every day with negativity. Every day, negativity. Anti-this, anti-that, anti-everything. What that can do is it can rush into our souls and flood us that when we then begin to believe that everything's breaking down, everything's getting negative, and the end is near. Well, I want to tell you, the end is not near. The end is when God says it's the end. Period. The end is never the end unless God says it's the end. And it amazes me, even the Christian people say, oh, it's near the end, it's going to finish now, this happened there, it's all going to finish. But how do Christians know when it's the end if Jesus didn't? Because it says the Son of God did not know the day or the hour when he would come back again, only the Father who had reserved it into his hands. But what this does, as I said, we can live now in gloom. And it's all over and it's all finished. But I want to tell you, the Word of God states today, behold, I do a new thing. God is the God of the new. God is the God of creation. And he's never stopped creating. Let's look at a few examples. Did you realize that our universe is expanding? It's growing. So that means more water, more everything, because it's expanding. But we've been sold a lie that everything's retracting and we're running out. No, we're not. God's the God of the new. Behold, I do a new thing. Watch it. It's going to spring forth in the wilderness and the desert. And they have discovered on the Einstein and Hubble investigations into space that the universe is constantly expanding and moving forward. Isn't that amazing? He's the God of the new day. He's the God of the new day. What about nature? Did you know that nature is always renewing itself? Isn't that amazing? It's called winter, spring, summer, autumn. And as each season flicks into gear, the old is renewed and the new comes. That's why we have spring. And that burst of flowers and buds. And the temperature begins to get warmer. Well, here it just gets hotter. But why? Because God's created creation to rejuvenate itself. I love it. The ocean, we see it every day. The tide goes in and the tide comes out. Why? Because God's washing all the beaches. And this time of the year, he's just made it so the moon gets a bit closer. I'm talking as a lay person here. The moon gets closer, so we have king tides. And what happens with king tides? The salt water gets where it's never been before. And it washes out the dirt stuff and it washes it in. Who remembers the floods 10 years ago? Fish died. Dolphins disappeared out of the bay. Why? Because the bay received all this mud and effluent and diesel and dead animals came into the bay and everyone would say, it's all over. No, no, the tide just kept coming in and going out. And coming in and going out. Why? What's God doing? He's renewing creation. Why? Because God's the God of the new. All this demonstrates that God sets up systems that are self-perpetuating and self-renewing. Isn't God good? God promised it in Genesis. He says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Why? He's the God of the new. He's the God of creation. He's the God who can always do a new thing for you and me. Isn't that good news? He's even got seasons in life. You know, when he created the sun, it wasn't just to look pretty or get a brown tan. The sun sets time, the moon, the stars. It says they are for times and seasons, it says in the Word of God. So even when we look at our lives are dictated by time and space. And there are different seasons. We have days, we have weeks, we have months, we have years. And that's why it's really significant that we celebrate a new year, because it's the beginning of a new season. What's God saying? God's saying, even in our lives, I can do a new thing for you. I can spring forth in the wilderness. I can spring forth in the desert, because I'm the God of the new. We even look at our human body. According to studies, did you know that you get a brand new stomach every 4 days? That's for all those that overeat at Christmas. Don't worry about it. In 4 days, you've got a new stomach. Isn't that amazing? Look at this. Your skeleton is replaced every 3 months. You get a new liver every 6 weeks. Your blood plasma replaces itself every 10 days. Your white blood cells renew every 2 to 3 weeks. And your red blood cells typically renew themselves every 120 days. As a matter of fact, your entire body renews itself every 3 to 4 months. Isn't that amazing? So we know what sickness is. Sickness is when that system gets out of kilter. But actually, we're created to be renewed. So I left here, you heard me preach in August. Are you sure I'm the same person? Some days I'm not sure, but anyway, we won't go there. Our entire body, that's everything. So not just our skeleton, our skin, our blood, but our whole body renews itself every 7 to 8 years. It's amazing. Why did God do this? Because we see it in creation, we see it in times and seasons, and we see it in our own body that we're always renewing. Isn't that amazing? We can develop new habits. We can get out of kilter physically by eating and drinking the wrong stuff. But we can decide today, I'm going to revolutionize myself, and I'm going to start eat right, and I'm going to start working out and walking and doing whatever. Have a guess what your body will do? Renew. Why am I sharing this? Well, there's a really important scripture, and you'll find it in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 46. Howbeit, that which was first is not the spiritual, but that which is natural. God shows us what's happening spiritually in the natural. So if we will look at the natural like we've been doing just briefly here in broad strokes, we begin to see God's created the natural world to renew itself. It's the same in the spirit. We need to be renewed spiritually. Our Christian life begins by getting renewed. Becoming a Christian isn't a self-improvement program. It's a revolution. It's not just a decision, it includes a decision, but becoming a Christian is a revolution. It is the change from the old to the new. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone becomes a Christian, they become a brand new creation. The old has passed away, everything has become new. our Christian life continues on a daily renewal. Isn't that amazing? In 1 Corinthians 4:16, for this cause we faint not, or this reason we do not faint. But though the outward man's perishing, the inward man is being renewed day by day. That's why it's important to read the Word of God and pray every day. So just as we eat and exercise, we're being renewed physically, see first the natural, but also in the spiritual. As we read the Word of God and pray and exercise our spiritual faith, we actually renew ourselves spiritually. Every day, we're renewing. But did you know the Christian life will culminate in the creation of God's new day? When all this that we see will be done away with and God will create a new heavens and a new earth. God's going to bring in a total new day. All of these things that we've been talking about are pictures of the great new day that awaits us. And when Jesus comes back again, He is going to usher in a new day. You can read it in Revelation. He will wipe away tears and pain. There'll be no more sickness, no more crying. There'll be no more sin. We will live forever in the presence of God. Man, that's a new day. That's our hope. John said, all those that have this belief or hope in them keeps themselves pure. See, because see, our job is not just to get our insurance policy and wait for Jesus. Our job is to keep ourselves pure. What does that mean? It means to keep ourselves right with God because there's an appointment coming. And all these things like the expanding universe, the seasons, the tide, the body, the everything, all of these are pictures to show that God will do a new thing. He always does a new thing. He's the God of the new, not the God of the old. Oh, I love it. Let me finish with these ideas. Did you know that God has given us four gifts? There may be others, but I've got four gifts this morning that are the gifts of renewal. Isn't that amazing? That's what they're here for. Who's ever repented since they became a Christian? Just checking out here. Number one, repentance. Repentance is God's gift of renewal. We need to be constantly living in a state of repentance. The Bible says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. We must be constantly, as Christians, looking for renewal through repentance. Repentance means U-turn. It means I'm going this way, I do a U-turn, and I go the opposite way to what I was going. That's called renewal. And God wants us to repent. I believe the way to do it is to constantly have an attitude of repentance. Not fault-finding, not negative, but just saying, God, it was my fault. It had to be my fault. I know it was my fault. Look, God, I'm sorry. And you just live like that. If you live simply like that, you will constantly be renewed. But I find the moment I begin to get grumpy, say, well, it was their fault. I'm not repenting. Have a guess what happens? We get bitter and then we get upset and then the whole world's rotten and then we're rotten and we get stale and old. But if we repent, just keep repenting all the time. God, I'm sorry for what I've done, what I've said. I'm just going to keep free and keep myself happy. You'll just find you'll constantly be renewed. The second gift is forgiveness. Did you know forgiveness is a gift of renewal? So what if someone has done something evil to me? They've acted wrongly. They've said the wrong thing. They've done the wrong thing. Do I wait, fuming, until they repent? No. We need to forgive and let it go. But you often say, and I often say because we're human, but if I forgive them, they'll get off scot-free. No, no one gets off scot-free. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a person sows, that will they reap. And I always say this, the truth walks slow. Untruth walks fast. The moment someone says a gossip or something negative, everyone knows about it. But the truth eventually, as the old hymn says, his truth is marching on. But a lie runs. Evil runs. But the truth just keeps marching on. And if we wait long enough, the truth will be revealed. Repentance, it's a gift of renewal. Forgiveness is a gift of renewal. Number three, faith. And I'm not talking just here faith to get things. I mean the attitude of faith. I'm talking about the atmosphere around my life of faith. It says this in Romans chapter 4. It says, Abraham grew strong in faith as he gave praise to God, or thanks to God. We've heard about it this morning, thankfulness. You show me a person with faith, I'll show you a thankful person. You show me a person of faith, and I'll show you a positive person. Faith, it's a gift of renewal, because we always believe in the new day. Rejoice not, O my enemy. When I fall, I will arise. It's human to fall, but it's faith to rise. It's a gift from God. Many of us here today are probably thinking, well, I'm glad 2018's over. You need more than that. We need more than realizing that it's over. We actually need faith for a new day. That God can come through for me and do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think. It's a gift from God because we're always looking for the, that's what faith does. It's always looking for the new thing. And finally, number four, times of refreshing. Acts chapter 3:19, times of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord. Some people wish we lived in revival all the time, but the problem is we don't need reviving all the time. And so revivals come and go. Times of refreshing come and go. I was thinking about this last year, somewhere where I was talking to pastors, and I realized I've been in about 9 or 10 revivals, maybe more. And they don't last forever. They come for a season. And in that season, God renews something. He refires his people. Then the revival stops. People say, why does the revival stop? And I've read books on it. They say, because people are evil and they don't have faith. No, God wants to see if we'll walk in the revival. Because you see, a revival, a time of refreshing, renews a truth or renews an experience. But you see, what God brings in by miraculous, he's looking to us to keep going by faithfulness. It's a big difference. And I think sometimes what we're looking for is easy street. We just want revival and everything's happening. But God doesn't do that. God removes the revival and says, now will you do it? Yeah. Oh, I don't feel it. Faith doesn't live by feelings. Faith is a gift from God for renewal. God wants us to move, friends, from the old to the new. We're going to turn over a calendar. We're going to take the old calendar down. We're going to put a new one up. And we're going to go, Happy New Year. All good. But I'll tell you what, we need to understand that God is the God of the new day. Not just the calendar, not just the party, not just the fireworks off the bridge. But it's actually God who's the God of the new. Dear friends, God wants you and I to be renewed every day, every month, every year, every season, walking into new things, experiencing new things in God. And if we would appropriate those gifts from God, the gift of repentance, the gift of forgiveness, the gift of faith, the gifts of refreshing from God that come, in its season and in its time, we will find that our life is an upward progressive life, not a downward negative life. Will there be difficulties? Yes. Will there be valleys? Yes. Will there be wildernesses? Yes. Will there be deserts? But God will do a new thing, and he will make all things new in the wilderness for us. Why don't you bow your heads in the presence of God? Father, we thank you for your promise that you are the God of the new day. I ask you, God, that all of us, as we turn over into 2019, we will embrace a new day, a new season. It won't be like the old season, but it will be a new season. Come and breathe on us. Help us to walk every day in your presence, living for you and walking with you.
We hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to respond to this message in any way, or would like to talk to one of our pastors, please email us at inquiries@c3bd.com. Or for any more information about our church and the events we have coming up, please go to c3bd.com. Have a great week.